Hello.
Oh, hi, Leonard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding the $39 payment for your website hosting. It looks like we're having some trouble processing it. So I didn't know if something was going on.
I don't know that I've gotten any jobs from you. I don't know. I don't. Can you tell me if I have?
Let me look on the website. I mean, on the dashboard here. I will tell you that typically when somebody goes to the $39 package, which you have, I always look at it as a last resort because a website in and of itself will typically not bring you a new client. Right. So the value to what we do is in optimizing businesses to show on the first page. But it looks like you canceled all of that back in April and you decided to just keep the website, which is why you're paying just the $39 a month for the hosting.
Okay. So in other words, it ain't going to get me nothing, right?
Well, you have had leads come through it since then. There was a Courtney Condit in Centerville in October, November 1st. Someone contacted you from Washington, 1629 K Street. Julie Carter.
Oh yeah, well, I don't go to Washington.
Oh, okay, Washington.
I don't want that area get wiped out. I don't really go across the bridge.
I'm on Eastern Shore. So I want to let you know with the package that you have, okay, all it does is it keeps lenselectricalservice.com open and active. So a site typically in and of itself won't bring you clients, but we've had people get jobs from having a website with us from other sources. So, for example,
I want to get some jobs.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what's the point in paying whatever your fee is just for a site? I want some jobs.
Yeah.
What is it going to cost me? What is it going to cost me to get some jobs?
Two packages I would recommend for you. Number one, I would definitely recommend that you go back into the original package that you have.
How much was it?
That was for $249 monthly. So with that package, you get the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. You're on some of the popular directories in the area. You're programmed into the mobile platform, meaning you come up from the iPhone, Android, tablets, and the voice activated devices.
Now, how do I get the leads? Do they call me directly?
Yes, that's the beauty of it. You're set in a spotlight position on the first page of Google. So when people are typing in electrician or wiring or different variations of the services that you offer, you come up front and center. So then they call you directly.
Okay. I think that's what I want. That's what I want.
I'll set you back up with that package, Len, so give me a second here. And then there's one other package that I know that you're going to absolutely love, but I don't want to tell you about it until I look it up and see if it's available in the area. No, there's a brand new program called Google Guaranteed, but it's not available in all areas and for all industries. So let me just apply this one, and then I'll go back and I'll look and see based on your zip code if the Google Guaranteed is available. And if it is, I'll explain that one to you. But I don't want to get you all excited about the Google Guaranteed and then look it up after the fact and find out it's not ready. It's not available. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've done that before. So, yeah, it's a brand new program from May of last year. So Google is rolling it out only in certain areas and industries. So I'm going to just double check. Let me just fix the billing on this one. And then once I get that squared away, I'll tell you. So I'm going to put in the Facebook ads will be included with this package as well, so you'll get Facebook ads. You still get.
And I'll tell you why you're having trouble getting the payment you were looking for.
Recently,
well, what's the number you're trying to use?
The card. Ending in 4167.
Oh, I think that's an old card. Wait a minute. Let me see.
I think so too. It's saying the error that we're getting is, oh yeah, it says the account was closed. So I'm thinking they sent you a new card to replace we never updated it on this end. That was the problem. Okay. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, but how much are you going to take out of it? I'm not sure because I just made a purchase today on it, and it was a couple $100, and I only had $500 in there today. So let me give you the new number, and you can try it, and if it don't work, then I'll tell you what we have to do, okay?
Yeah, if it doesn't work, we can, you know, either use another card or circle back tomorrow and process it. You know what I mean? Because it sounds like if you're over the limit for today, it's just because you made a purchase earlier. So probably tomorrow it would be fine, you know, but let's just.
I would have to go, you know, maybe put more money in that account or something. Well, we'll figure that out. Okay.
Let's figure it out. Let's try this first. So is it still the Clark's Lane address for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
And this is for my Lens Electric. Okay.
Correct.
4200.
Okay.
0500.
Got it.
0206.
Okay.
6731.
Okay, and expiration?
Expiration is 1227. And the code, you need the code?
Yes, please.
0088.
088, okay.
And that's in my name, Leonard A. Burak and Lens Electric Incorporated.
Perfect. So it has both your name and the business name, and the middle initial of A is displayed as well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So I'm getting your authorization, and then I'm going to have the tech team reinstate the rest of your services so that you're getting much better results with that.
Results because I'll tell you why. I'm 85 years old.
No way. And you're still doing electrical work?
Sure.
Wow. You sound like my dad. My dad's 81, and he's the same way. He does his own work, like for his landscaping and stuff. He's so ambitious.
Yeah.
Wow, I admire
you. Yeah, well,
I'm still
in business, but I'm very limited what I can do now. And I had a surgery on my left leg. I had an aneurysm below my knee on the left leg and one on my right leg below my knee. And they operated on my left leg and made about 5 cuts, and then they fished, listen to this, they fished a vein from my left leg across my groin down my right leg. There's no marks on my right leg, but my left leg's got 4 or 5 scars.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not allowed to kneel. I'm not allowed to cross my legs. I'm not allowed to take, you know, when you sit in a chair and you take your feet back under the chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to go up and down ladders now. So they kind of just shot me, you know what I mean? Because I was doing it all. And see, your receptacles in a house, they're all about 18 inches off the floor. So to work on them, you got to get down on the floor. And if you want to know how hard it is, when you go home tonight, sit down on the floor and then try to get up without getting on a knee.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, it is very hard.
You know how I know it's hard is from when I was younger learning how to ski. because when I would fall, your natural instinct is to use your knee to push yourself up, mm-hmm. but because you have those long skis on, you can't.
Yeah, you got a ski on, you can't.
Yeah, so you got to like yeah. kind of push yourself up from the side and use the pole.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
Yeah. Like I worked today with my grandson. I helped him. He just bought a house, an old house. And
okay.
I worked on like maybe, let's see, one, two. I worked on four receptacles, and it was an all day deal. It was an all day deal, and I feel like a truck ran over me. You know,
yeah,
getting up and down and trying. You know, but anyway,
yeah.
I got a good man. See, I got a good man that does my work for me.
Which is
and,
your grandson, right?
No, nobody in my family is following my footsteps.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, I'm sorry, I missed.
Well, I was working, I was helping him. He just bought a house. He got married in the
fall. Oh, it was his house you were helping him.
Yeah,
I got it.
It's his house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have a good man, and I want to do a lot of service calls. That's what I want to do mostly. I'll do other jobs. I'll do just about, well, you have my list of what I'm interested in, I think.
Let me go over your keywords with you. I'll go over what I'm seeing in the keywords, and then you can tell me if I need to eliminate any of them or add them.
But
what I see is your category is electrical contractor, but that includes electrician, electrical services, electrical wiring, mm-hmm. electric outlets, installation,
mm-hmm.
electrical fixtures installation, electrical
mm-hmm.
panels, electrical
mm-hmm.
installations, electrical replacements, repairs, and main panel upgrade. Does
yeah.
that all sound about
sounds
right?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So now Google
but here's
guarantees
the thing,
is
though.
Available in your area. Do you want me to tell you how it works?
The areas that I have now, I am in two states, Maryland and Delaware, and they're side by side. So
when Google Guaranteed, looks at a business like yours, they'll use your actual area that your business is located in. So I use the 21660
mm-hmm.
zip code, but once
mm-hmm.
you're approved for the program, if you wanted to try it, then they would run the ads for you in both states. But what Google Guaranteed is it's an exclusive lead program that Google has rolled out in about May of last year. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you have to pass a background check in order to participate in it.
It's
so
no
you're
problem.
Licensed and insured and all that good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've had my background checked. Just recently, actually.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm hooked up right now with Angie Lead. I was with Home Advisor 9 years.
Oh, and then they merged into Angie Leads, right?
Yeah. Angie bought them out, I heard. I mean, that's what
yep.
I heard. It's
yeah.
Angie Lead
I think
and
so.
Angie Lead and Angie List.
Yep. Yeah, we deal with a lot of their clients. So the difference between that and Google Guaranteed is with Angie Leads or with a company like Thumbtack or those lead generation services, they'll sell you a lead, but then they'll sell it to everybody else out there, meaning they're
yeah,
selling
yeah,
services,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But with this, it would only come to you, okay? And then the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is once you pass the background check, Google would guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say that somewhere down the road you had
yeah,
a disgruntled client and, you know, they wanted their money back after you did a ton of work for them. Once they submit that claim, Google gets involved, and if it's valid, they would refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid. Okay?
I see.
So
it's like an
all
insurance.
We charge, it's an insurance, absolutely.
Yeah.
So all we would charge for you to participate in this would be a one-time non-refundable application fee, which is $250. That application takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, okay?
Wow.
Once you're approved, and because it's a newer program, Len, we're knocking them out closer to the four-week mark. But once you're approved, you would only be paying $38.67 per lead. And we have a department that monitors it. So let's say that you got somebody that was looking for a job or someone that was in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, you wouldn't get charged for those at all. So you're only charged if it's
okay,
within your
Because yeah,
area.
I don't want to go real far, but Delaware,
right.
Delaware, the Delaware line from my house is only 12 miles.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And I can easily, and there's only three counties in Delaware. There's 23 counties. There's 23 counties in Maryland, and nine of them are on the Eastern Shore where I live. And I'm only interested in a few of those counties. I'm not interested in the whole, you know, that part of Maryland, the whole Eastern Shore. I'm not really interested in the whole Eastern Shore.
So we would
I'll give you a list. I can give you a list of the counties and towns.
I don't need the list because I don't do the programming, but if you sign up with the program, I would make a client interview for you to talk to someone in the Google Guaranteed team.
Okay.
And they would get with you and they would get the different counties and the different areas where you want those ads run. And then once you're approved for the background check, we require a minimum of 13 leads within the month in order to start the leads, and that would be $505. So it would be, and again, that's 4 to 8 weeks down the road. You have to pass the background check first, but 4 to 8 weeks down the road, you pay us $505. They start sending you leads at $38.67 per lead. Now, let's say that within a month, you don't take 13 leads. Let's say that you just take five of them, okay? So the next month, you only have to pay
for the
five leads that you took. You don't have to pay the whole activation budget again. They only will, like, charge you for what you took to kind of replenish the bucket.
Okay, in other words, the job you take and do, if it's only five, then you don't have to pay for the rest of them. Unless you get
you do have to pay for each lead, whether you get it or not, but you're only charged for it if it's an actual lead. If it's somebody that's saying, hey, can you come look at my panel or can I get an estimate for wiring or, you know, whatever it is that they need.
Oh, okay.
Then, and you agree to, okay, I can come out Tuesday at noon. Then that's an actual lead, right? So they'll charge you for it. But, if it's somebody that's not like, you know, like I said, my example, let's say someone calls you up and says, hey, Len, I saw you on Google. Are you hiring? So they're not a lead. They're looking for a job, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get charged for that. You would only get charged for the leads. And then each month that $505 for the 13 leads, that works like an escrow account. So you only pay for the leads that you took within the month to replenish the bucket for the next month. So I think you would love it. There's people out there
that
are going to
cost. You say that's going to cost five something a month?
No, when you pass the background check, they'll call you up and they'll say, "Len, we want to activate the budget so we can start the lead." So the initial activation budget is $505. And how they calculate that is they take 13 leads times $38.67, and that's what equals 505. And then that 505 works like an escrow account where each month you only pay for the leads that you take. So let's say you take 10 leads. The next month you'll only pay like $386 because you're only going to pay for the leads that you took.
So it fluctuates. It's going to fluctuate.
That's exactly the word I was looking for. Yeah, thank you for that.
Now, can I ask you this?
Yes.
The customer would call me direct. Is that correct?
Yes, they would. I'm sending you an email on it. So the Google Guaranteed companies, they outshine anyone else on Google because they'll have that green check mark next to their name. So everybody can see that they've already been background checked and they've passed the approval process. So I sent you an email so you'll get an idea what it would look like if you were to try it. And if you wanted to try it, I would recommend, you know, get the activation budget going right away, you know, the $250. That way we can create the appointment for your client interview and start working on getting you background check approved. And then once your background check approved, they'll call you to activate that $505 budget. So it's not going to just mysteriously hit your account out of the blue. They're going to call you and say, hey, congratulations, you're approved for the background check. Is today a good day to run that? And you would say yes or no, you know, depending on how your budget is at the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds like a good deal.
You'll love it. Yeah, people are going crazy for it.
I hope it is.
Yeah, it will be.
Because
it will, absolutely will be.
Here's what Angie does to me now.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I'm 85 years old. I don't use a computer. I don't have a smartphone. I have a regular flip phone. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
They will call me. They will call me with a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll give me the person's name. They'll give me their address. In the town, but they won't give me their phone number. They give me their phone number and a code like 1075 or 1042 or something. And then I have to call Angie back and give them that code number. Then they'll connect me to the customer, or sometimes they'll give me the customer's phone number. And that's a real pain in the neck.
Oh, it's a huge pain in the neck. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And
no,
I would rather, I
yeah,
want, I would like for the customer,
right?
I would like for the customer to call me like a man called me today. And he said, you've done work for me a few years back and I need a receptacle over my fireplace. So I said, okay. And we set the appointment. He didn't
yes.
even ask me how much I charge or nothing.
Yeah.
He just said, I want it done.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the way I like to do business.
And that's exactly why this program works well, because you said he called you and he said that you did work for him in the past, right? So
mm-hmm.
you've already built up that rapport and that trust with him, so he didn't have to ask you the price. He knows you're going to do a good job, and he knows that your price is fair based on the work that you do. So he didn't have to nickel
yeah.
and dime you, right?
No,
and that's
no, he didn't.
That's why this works so well, Len, is because Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. So they're already going to see on Google front and center that your background checked approved, that you're endorsed by Google, you have that insurance behind your name. So they're already going to be comfortable in working with you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you, you know?
So I'm
confident that you'll absolutely love it. So I'll set that activation budget now, but do you think that I should try to process it on the card right now, or should I try to process it tomorrow?
How much did you say it's going to be? To what?
Just $250. Mm-hmm. That's a one-time fee. Mm-hmm.
You can try it, but I'm not sure, because
okay.
I did Hold buy on. Some material today. Go ahead and try it and see if you can get
Let's
it.
Let's try it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to try to, I'm adding it first because I have to select that it's the Google Guaranteed Application Fee. So I just got to find it in my products. And then.
What is your name?
My name's Tina. I'm
Tina,
in extension 777 if you ever need me. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll get that from you in a minute. I don't see
yep.
my little book.
Okay, so now I got the application fee on there, so I'm just going to change it for today's date, which is January 13th, and I'll try to process it. If it doesn't go through, I'll let you know.
Lucky day.
Oh,
the
13th?
My lucky
really?
Number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so
I got,
nice.
I got married June the 13th, 1959.
Wow.
But my wife is gone now, but we were married 61 years.
Oh, what's the secret
so
to 61
my...
years of marriage?
Huh?
What's the secret to 61 years of marriage? That's incredible.
Well, you got to meet each other's needs. whatever
yeah.
they are. Like if you like to go shopping and your husband don't,
yeah,
he should take you. I would take her and I'd sit all day in the car or in the mall or wherever, and I never would rush her. And then when I wanted to go fishing or camping or something away for a couple of days, she would help me get my stuff together. You know, we had a very good relationship. You gotta meet each other's needs.
Yeah, I like that. I like, because you know what? My husband does that for me. He's the most patient person. He'll take me to this store and that store, and he'll wait. And I never have to rush when I'm inside. I know that I can take 10 minutes or I can take 2 hours, and either way, he'll be happy when I come out, you know?
So, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
34 years. So
I'm only
halfway.
You got it going on. You got it going on.
Well, you know what, Len? My daughter, actually, she came down from Utah and visited for Christmas, and her husband got into a huge fight with her because she went Christmas shopping and he was in the car with the kids, and I guess it took too long, and he started arguing with her, and she told me about it because she was upset. But I was thinking, like, man, I felt so bad for her because you know what she told me? She's like, it wasn't my fault. The lines were so long. Like, I found what I needed right away, but the lines were so long, and I was trying to check out, and then I got in the car, and he started yelling at me, and I just thought,
I don't know how old the children were, but he should have took them and got them some ice cream or milkshake or something.
You are so right. Yeah. But you know what? Some guys, when they're as young as he is, he's only in his 30s, they don't have as much common sense as we do, you know?
Well,
you wouldn't think that would have been natural for him. Yeah, or even take the kids out and have them walk around the mall and play a little bit while she's in there or something, you know, rather than getting...
Yeah, I hear so many stories. I heard this one recently. Now listen to this. The man told the woman, he said, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Now, isn't that stupid?
Oh, that's the worst thing to say to someone. Yeah, that's very stupid.
That's stupid.
Yeah. That just means he wants to go play around, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Wow.
Yeah, one evening I was working late with a younger man.
Yeah.
And we were wiring his house. And his new house. And he told me his wife was a little bit ticked off at him, right? So I told him, I said, look, before you go home tonight, stop at the Food Lion and get her a bouquet of flowers. And so the next night came, I said, well, how did it work out? He said, I didn't get them. I said, don't even talk to me about it then. I don't want to hear it. he didn't even try.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
you sound like my husband, because he tells people that when they ask him, how come you've been married so long? He's like, well, when you're coming home from work, you got to stop and get her flowers. And he always gives all that kind of advice, just like you did.
Right.
You know?
Sound like your husband's a smart man.
Yeah, he is. He is in that way, you know. He's very smart. You know,
uh-huh.
We have our ups and downs, too, like any couple.
Of course.
But he is very smart in that way. Yep. So,
Well, he values your relationship.
He does, yeah. I think I'm probably the one that, like kind of doesn't show the appreciation for him as much as I should. So I'm going to go give him an extra hug tonight and tell him that you and I are talking, you know. He'll like that.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. Now I want to ask you one more question. Do you go to church together?
We do. We do.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah.
That's the main part.
You know what? That could be it, because they even say that with families. Like, if families go to church together, they have such a stronger chance of, like, the parents sticking together than if not, like, with
absolutely.
The kids, you know?
Oh,
we raised our kids all going to church together, and now that the kids are older, my husband and I go each week. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, definitely.
No.
And you need to pray for each other.
Yes.
Here I am giving you all this advice.
No,
giving
you know
all
what?
My
you're a
secrets.
Believer. Leonard, you're a believer. That's great because I am too. No wonder why we get along so well, you know?
That is right.
Yeah.
That is right.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, you're my brother in the Lord. That's so cool.
Absolutely. Yep. I've been saved since 1967. Now, I was saved before that, but I turned a little wild in the high school and all. You stray away from your childhood things. But the Lord brought me back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
and that's what the scripture says, that you'll always come back
how,
to it.
How long?
Oh, I became a Christian in 1985, and it was, believe it or not, at a Christian rock concert. I was a young teenager, and I was into heavy metal. And my mom took me to this Christian rock concert where they were throwing Bibles out into the audience, and afterwards, I went and I wanted to ask a question about the band, and this man came up to us with long hair and a beard, and he looked like Jesus, and he said, "Are you two born again?" You know, to me and my mom. And I said, "You know, that could be." And he said, "No, you're not." And I kind of felt a little bit offended by it because I'm like, "You don't know me. What do you mean?" He said, "You would know if you were. It wouldn't be like a question." Like, and then he opened up John chapter 3 and he read how Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, "How do I enter the kingdom of God?" And he said, "You must be born again," and how it's like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel it. And so after he explained it, he said, "Do you want to be born again?" And we both said yes. And so we prayed the sinner's prayer with him. And
I bet you can't believe the cold chills going up my back and neck now.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was such a beautiful. And then, you know, the first thing I wanted to do after that was go out and buy the biggest Bible I could find and, and find a nice church to start fellowshipping at. And
Cool. Yep.
Thank you.
That's really
Thank
good.
You. I appreciate it. I'm so
that's why.
That, you
that's
know.
Why you've been married so long too.
Yeah, I
you know
think
that?
So. You know what? That's true because when you have that mindset of the Lord bringing you together and the two becoming one flesh, and then when things do get tough, you just don't even think that there's any other options. You're like, we have to work it out, you know. so there isn't another option because this is, you know, ordained by God, you know.
That's right.
So I have to ask you a couple of questions just to set up this client interview.
Okay.
It says here, let's see here, cost per lead, I told you that, $38.67. Client understands that may fluctuate due to conditions. Yeah, I told you that. Sometimes you might take on less. Sometimes you might take on more. Okay, what are your hours of operation again, Lynn?
9 in the morning until whatever it takes.
You want to put like 7 p.m. or do you want to put like 9 to 5 and then call for after hours?
Yeah,
or what
yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
9 to 5. Okay.
9
and
to
then,
5. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then
I think what's her name had a song called that, didn't she?
Yeah, Dolly Parton. 9 to 5 and there was
Dolly
a movie,
Parton.
Too.
Dolly,
yeah,
Dolly
there was
Park.
A movie. Yep.
so, 9 to 5.
I have to look at your Google page because they say I forgot to look this up, and you've been with us for 3 years, so I'm absolutely confident that you will. But one of the criteria to pass the background check is they want to make sure that you have at least 5 5-star ratings on Google. So let me check your Google listing. And no, you don't have any reviews on there yet. So what I'm going to do, Len, is I'm going to jump.
I've got 125 reviews with Angie. I don't know.
150 on Angie's. Yeah, we can't copy and paste and put them onto the Google page. But what I would recommend is reach out to some of your past clients and let them know. Say, hey, I need to get a couple more reviews on my Google. If you don't mind looking me up on Google and writing a review, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, you're only going to need, and you know, you have some time because the background check takes like 4 to 8 weeks anyway, so you have some time to do that. And then let's see here. You're willing to complete a background check, yes, because you already did with Angie's. They're going to ask you for a social security number, driver's license, or identity card, or a passport. So I just, that you're okay with that, right? And then it says, is client willing to, you said you're willing to, is client aware that the identity check? Okay, so it's going to come from a third-party company, either called Evident ID or Pinkerton. So it's not going to be a local Splash employee that calls you for the actual background check. It's going to be a third party, but we're going to be communicating with you. So we'll say like, hey, Lynn, we got all of your application in and now, you know, the third party is going to get involved. So you'll know that when they're going to get involved, but I just wanted to let you know it's going to be a third party. And then you do have a license. You have insurance. Yes. No subcategories. Let's see. You have a Google Business page.
I'm licensed in Maryland, Maryland and Delaware.
Perfect. I'm going to put that too. That's important.
State license.
You're going to want to. Okay. State license.
And then in Maryland, whatever county, as it is right now, whatever county you work in, you have to have a license in that county. But once you have the state license, all you got to do is pay for the other county. You don't have to take no more tests or nothing.
Got it.
I've had a license since 1972.
Perfect. That's perfect.
I've got 65 years experience.
Oh, that's good.
Ain't that crazy?
That's awesome. Yeah, after 65 years, you're doing this in your sleep, huh?
Yeah.
In Maryland. Absolutely. And Delaware.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I love my job.
You know what? That's that saying. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's so cool. So, okay, so I got all of the questions. My name
is
Tina. I'm at extension 777. Okay.
Wait,
so
let me get that. I'm gonna write this all down.
Write it down. Yeah, that because you told me that you have that flip phone, so I want to have you write it down.
And what's your number there?
My number is 877-635-6225. And
extension.
I'm at extension 777. So it's the same number if you want to reach a technician, by the way. So if you call that number, let's say you just have a billing question or you need a technician, you can call that same number and hit option 1, and anyone that answers the phone can help
you. You know what? I got a lead the other day. Listen to this.
Yeah.
When I called it, all was on it was these three screens. Isn't that
really
terrible?
Yeah, that is terrible.
I called Angie back up and said, try this number and see what happens.
Yes.
And they didn't get back to me and tell me, you know, what happened, but that's what happened when I dialed it. Ain't that something?
Yeah,
it was blood curdling.
If you call Angie's, what they'll do is they won't charge you for it, but three screams, that is blood curdling. You never know what happened, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and I probably
never will.
That's
always a fear of mine. Every now and then I'll talk to somebody that's driving, and they'll say, oh, yeah, hold on, I'm driving, but let me give you the credit card number, Tina. And I'm always like, please, like, be safe, pull over. I don't mind waiting.
Pull over.
You know? But sometimes they don't want to. They just start rattling it off. And I'm always like, I don't know what I would do if all of a sudden I heard a big collision and people scream, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll tell them, like, please don't do that, you know? And then they're just doing it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so scary.
Oh, boy.
But wow. But, hopefully Angie's looked into it and got to the bottom of it. I hope that everyone's okay.
Yeah, I hope they did. I'll tell you, you never know when you deal with the public. And a lot of times I'll get a lead like, oh, no, I don't want anything done. I was just checking, you know. It's just crazy. They don't realize what you're paying for the service.
Right.
I mean, at one time I was up to $1,200 a month, with Home Advisor.
Oh, I
That's
see.
A lot of money. That was a lot of
it
money.
It is a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, $1,200. I got some nice jobs out of it, though.
Once this kicks in, you could even put your leads on pause for a little bit with Angie's, because you're probably going to do better with this, you know. But in the meantime, continue to take them.
I will, and I'm not bound to them by any contract. So I can get rid of it anytime I want.
Yes, that's excellent.
Yep.
I think
this is going to be the right move. I think it is. I just have a good feeling about it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And then also for tomorrow, because we closed at 4:00 Pacific, which is in three minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to set the client interview for tomorrow. That's going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon?
Morning.
Morning,
Before noon, before 12.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what, they're just going to ask me a bunch of questions?
Exactly. They're going to go over the questions for your background check. And if you have to send over any of your license or your registration or anything like that, they'll give you instructions on how to get that over. And then I'm looking at their calendar right now, Lynn. They're triply booked all through the morning, but I do have one that's open at noon. If that's too late,
we'll
do tomorrow at noon. So what I'm doing is I'm booking out a 30-minute appointment from 12 to 12:30 tomorrow, and that's just in case, they call you and it's, 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that 30-minute window, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then you're all good to go, so welcome aboard. I'm so glad that you and I talked and we were able to get you some stronger services, to get your phone ringing more.
Yes, because I'll tell you the truth. Some time ago, I guess you called me and Angie called me and somebody else called me, Local Splash, and that's you, right, Local Splash?
Yeah, that's Local Splash, yes, exactly.
Yeah. And somebody else called me. As a matter of fact, there's a man that's going to call me back if he's on the level. Let's see. What was his name? It was a foreign name. But he was going to get me a bunch of leads for like $198 a month. Let me see if I can tell you his name. I got it written down here somewhere. Oh, I don't see it right now. But anyway. Yeah.
He hadn't called me back. Yeah, be careful with him, because you said if he's legit and if he calls me back. So it sounds to me like you had maybe a little bit of a weird feeling that he wasn't on.
Well, he called me back one time, but then he was going to call me again. But I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
That was just a couple days ago. So we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say.
By the way, was you able to get that money on that account?
Yeah, I got the $250 application fee, so that's why I scheduled the appointment for tomorrow.
Good,
if that didn't go through, they would have told me, make sure that it goes through first. So your only plan of action now when we get off the phone, Len, is two things. Number one, don't forget about the appointment tomorrow, because that's going to be important to get it all rolling. Secondly, is start working with some of your past clients and asking them to leave you a Google review.
Try to get some. And how would they give up?
They just have to look you up. They just have to put into Google Lens Electrical Service, and it will show your Google listing front and center, because we already have that built for you. And now okay. you've upgraded it where we're going to program it to get back on the first page like it used to be, right? So it's going to be okay. on the first page also. But for okay. now, they can just look you up by Lens Electrical Service and they'll find it. If they're in Delaware and they put in Lens Electrical Service and they can't find it, then just have them also put in Wrigley, Maryland. I don't think they're going to have to because you said it's only three counties and it's 5 minutes away, you know. So I think they'll still be able to find you if they just put in your business name. But the good thing is, you know, they will be able to find you by looking it up, okay?
Yeah. Isn't it a shame I can't use my leads that I already, the referral or letters, you know, of approval and everything?
Well, some of those people that wrote a review for you on Angie's, they'll be more than willing to do it for you on Google. You just have to reach out to them again because let's say that I decided to help you and I said, you know what, Lynn, I'm going to go on there and I'm going to copy and paste 50 of those reviews and put them on your Google listing. Well, it's going to show that Local Splash copied and pasted reviews and put them on your Google listing and it's going to look suspicious, right? Because you know how on a review
it'll say, for example,
Mary Williams said this and Bob Jones said that and Wayne something said this. So if it's coming from different names and different accounts, then people are like, wow, this guy's really got a good reputation, right? But if there's like 50 reviews on there all coming from Local Splash, then they're going to not believe them anyway. They're going to say, that looks funny, you know? That's why we can't copy and paste reviews, you know? Now, do you have, because you told me that you have your flip phone and you're not real tech savvy, but do you have anyone that could help you forward an email, like a friend or a relative or something?
Yes.
Okay, good.
My daughter-in-law next door. And can I give that to them tomorrow? Because sometimes I'm not real hep on those sites, and I might give it to you wrong, but I think I can give it to you and you can try it and see if it's right.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I have your email, but I'm going to send you an email with a link in it so that she can, when she's with you tomorrow, she can send it to some of your past clients that you've already done work for. And when they open it, it's going to say, thank you for using Lens Electrical Service. If you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. So all they have to do is click on it, and it will take them to your Google page. That way they don't have to look anything up or anything. So I have len.burek@yahoo.com. Is that your...
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. So that's the email that I'm going to send that little review generator to. So tomorrow when you're with your daughter-in-law, open up that email and look for it and then tell her, hey, can you please send this out to some of my past clients? Now, if you don't have their email addresses, when I send this to you, it's also going to trigger a text message. So I know that your phone is a little bit old school, but you'll still be able to get the link on a text message so that she can send it out to people through their phones if she doesn't have their emails. Okay? So you're going to have two different ways to send this. And, you know, it's only going to take you a couple.
I want to be able to talk to the customer or the proposed customer and not anything else. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to put that in the notes here.
Well, I'm just trying to help you get approved for the Google Guaranteed because, like I said, they want those five Google reviews, those five-star ratings. So that's the only thing I want you to worry about right now is, number one, doing your client interview tomorrow at noon, but number two, work on getting five of those five-star ratings, and your daughter-in-law can help you with that, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. So good. So I'm so glad that we talked and we'll be talking more in the future. So have a really great evening, Len, and then my technician will reach out to you tomorrow, okay?
You too. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Pleasure talking with you as well. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.